All right, everybody, welcome to The Independent Mouth. I'm your host, Anthony. Today we have another amazing show just for everybody who's out there. Yes, I took a few days off. Every couple months, it seems I take a couple days off, and I always make it up to you when we come back, and I always make it up as far as bringing you the facts and bringing you the news in a very short period of time. Everything that you've missed, everything that you have not heard, gets brought to you here. So just a quick couple of updates. The Independent Entertainment Network is growing. We have some amazing podcasts in there. We're in discussions with a few, with an energy drink company. We're in discussions with a few other sponsorships that are looking to get into the Independent Entertainment Network. And we're continuing to grow this and grow this and grow this even more. Just once again, theindependentmouth.com has been removed. That is going to be replaced with the Independent Entertainment Network. The Independent Mouth will still be on there, but you can still find The Independent Mouth on every single podcast. You're also going to see some of The Independent Mouth on The Independent Entertainment Network. I am one of the owners. Therefore, it will be there. The podcast is not going anywhere. It will still be found regularly as it is found currently right now. So nothing is changing. It's only going to be enhanced by the group of people that we surround ourselves with. So it's going to be an absolutely amazing project. Now, with that being said, my, oh my, what is happening out there? Said it a while back. Everybody will become educated and everybody will see what takes place. As more and more information rolls out, they cannot hide the lies that have already been started. We've said this. So we're going to get into the news. I call this bullshit circulating the news. Okay, this little section right here. This little section we're about to talk about, I call bullshit circulating the news. Rachel Levine sworn as the first openly transgender female four-star admiral in the U.S. Public Health Service. Just listen to that sentence again, and they are in charge of the health services for the public, a transgender. I have nothing against them. But if you do not see the irony and the complications in that and where numbers could be skewed or intentions or benefits, then you haven't been paying attention. Okay? Let's just clear that air right there. Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina, period. Women give birth to babies, period. Sperm comes from men, period. All right, I'm off my soapbox. Jen Psaki, a.k.a. Raggedy Ann. The backlog at the U.S. ports is because more goods are being ordered. People have more money and wages are up. That is a lie. An absolute, outright lie. And people buy that. Actually, the truth is, people are not buying that. Actually, people think that she is an absolute moron, quite possibly the worst person ever to hold that position. Why? Not because she's uneducated. Why? Because she's a moron. Period. Also, the firms that she has ties to are directly correlated and related with misinformation. Go ahead and look it up yourself. I'm not telling you anything you can't find. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio's COVID-19 vaccine mandate is generating major pushback from public employee unions. They are vowing legal action and predicting dangerous staffing shortages that could impact the safety of city residents. So in 2020, if you were a nurse, if you were a doctor, anesthesiologist, anyone, you were on the front lines. Police officer, we need you. 2021, if you don't get the vaccine, like we told you, even though you work in the medical industry, you're not going to have a job. Let's just dissect that very quickly. Common sense, ready? We just like to use common sense on this show. That's all that we ask. All we ask is common sense. Nurses, doctors, medical professionals don't want to get the jab. Does it not make you wonder or think why? Has it not settled in your head as to why? because they've seen it up close and personal. No? Come on, guys. Come on. All right, let's get a little update on the Brian Laundrie case here. Okay, so Brian Laundrie's family lawyer said in an interview that the probability is strong that the human remains found in Florida Park are those of the missing fugitive, right? Okay. Quick question. Didn't the FBI already look for it? Yes, the answer is yes. Didn't Dog the Bounty Hunter look for it? The answer is yes. How? And I get it. Do you just magically find remains? And he took the coward's way out. Why? Because he's guilty. Nobody makes the conscious decision to kill themselves if they are innocent. Human nature doesn't work that way. And if you haven't put that together, let me help you. He was aided and abetted by his own family. He killed a girl and traveled around the rest of the country. False texts out to family so that he would throw people off the trail. Kind of sounds like an episode of You on Netflix. Shameless plug. Pretty good show. Fun to watch. And then ends up with his remains at the campsites that they've been canvassing for a month. And nobody found him. Yeah? No? Maybe? You're right. You're right. It can't make sense. It had to be something else, right? Probably not. Biden support fading fast. The CNBC survey finds concerns on the economy, COVID and inflammation. Majority of 52% disapprove Biden's job performance, according to CNBC, All America's Economic Survey. Let's be realistic with these numbers. The human potato doesn't really have any support. His numbers are around 28%. I've already told you 30% you can always shave off of the top. If they're telling you 48% realistically is it's probably cresting under 30. So with my point there being said is very simple. Do not believe the numbers. It is way more than 52% disapproval. Huawei, the Chinese tech giant that is on the U.S. trade blacklist, paid veteran Democratic lobbyist and donor Tony Podesta $500,000 to lobby the White House during July-September quarter, according to CNBC. And if we actually get that, right, we actually pay attention to that, that's $500,000 that was paid to him. What's really funny about this is you remember when Bill Clinton was getting his speaking fees, $500,000. Hillary Clinton for a speaking fee, $500,000. It's pretty amazing how all these numbers are always $500,000, right? And let me explain to you why. Because for a lot of these major donor corporations, is actually a baseline amount that they're willing to go with before they actually invest. And most of the time, they're not going to invest $20,000. That's too small for a large corporation. To make it worth it for them, they'll actually pay more money because it's a better write-off. Okay? Podesta, child molester. Sex trafficker. You'll see that come out as well. I'm calling it now. NIH contradicts Fauci, admits funding gain-of-function research at Wuhan lab. Oh, no, we have more. We've got more on Dirty Fauci because he's a smooth criminal. Gain-of-function was correct. Rand Paul was correct. Fauci lied under oath. Anthony, nothing's going to happen. Why do you keep talking about this? Really? So nothing happened to Cuomo? Nothing came out about Chris Cuomo? We said both of those. Nobody told you that Biden's numbers weren't correct? That came out as well. Did anybody ever tell you about Maxine? Right? Ghislaine Maxwell? No? Maxine Waters, didn't we say she'd be in trouble too? What happened? Mysteriously deleted a Twitter account. She was hacked. What did we say about the audits? Oh, we were right about that too. Anthony, I still haven't seen anybody. There's no perp walks. You really think you're going to see perp walks? Stop it now. You're not going to. The stuff is going to happen. You're not going to see most of it. And then you're going to turn around and go, where'd this person go? Jail. That's where they went. Fauci trapped dogs. their heads in boxes, removed their vocal cords so they wouldn't hear them scream, and gassed them. Where's PETA? Where's animal protection rights? I just saw animals became equivalent to humans. They have rights now. Animals have rights. The same as humans. Why would they do that? But then Fauci does that. Oh, because now it's all tied together. Oh, did you hear what he did about the monkeys as well? How he tortured the monkeys, and monkey DNA is 97% aligned with humans? So he tortured them for torturing tactics? Wow. That's pretty crazy. So anybody wonder where the CIA get their tactics? They've tested it on animals. But remember, they made animals equivalent to humans with rights. So now, what happens? That's pretty insane. We'll hear more about that. We'll definitely hear more about that. Alec Baldwin shoots two people, one fatally, using a prop gun. Let me just clear the air. First of all, the person who was his gun handler is a moron, uneducated, and not qualified. But here's the craziest part, because I put a tweet on this. If you shot somebody, even an accident, you pushed them, they fell over, what's your first reaction? Oh, are you okay? How can we help you, right? Normal reaction. What was this dipshit's reaction? What was it? Who handed me a hot gun? You know what? I got just a little bit of advice for you, Alec. Because you're going to be dealing with some very, very, very bad issues when it comes time to manslaughter. Because those will be the charges that come up to you. And you want to fact check me on that. Let's see what happens there. If he actually took 3 minutes of an NRA video, or actually took 3 minutes towards gun safety, since he works with them on sets, he would have known exactly what to do. And just so you understand, as that person hands them the gun, they're supposed to check that gun, check everything with it. When they hand it, they're supposed to say clear. When they hand it to the actor's supposed to check it, go through that same safety measures, and yell clear, and then produce it. So where's the negligence? That's right. We use negligence as a way to get out of things instead of proving that someone was not qualified. Oh, I get it now. One way for thee, but not for ye. I see the way that works. CDC director says the CDC's definition of fully vaccinated is unchanged for the time being because not everyone is yet eligible for boosters, but adds we may need to update our definition of fully vaccinated in the future. Did you not hear what I just said? They're going to change what it means for the word vaccinated. Move the goalposts. Keep moving them. Wow. So we'll change the definitions. So we'll rewrite history and change definitions. So our point is always proven. Oh. Really funny with the CDC with that, and then this next piece of intel we have here. Intelligence agency warns that China is creating global genetic database that could give it dominance over the U.S. healthcare industry and a decisive military edge, according to the Daily Mail. Let's change the definitions. You know what? Let's just change your DNA. You guys got those shots yet? How you feeling? You got your boosters? How you feeling? Yeah, there's stuff in there. There is. You should do your research. You should really do your research. Blood-brain barrier. Same thing that people have to pay attention to with stem cell research. Do your research on the blood-brain barrier. And then understand how those vaccines work. Period. Until you do that, please do not debate me on it until you've done the full research on that. Dozens of GE employees walk out. Thousands. Hundreds. Of Seattle police officers put their boots on City Hall. When people ask about what does it mean with the GE employees, The same thing I told you with the insider I have in Coca-Cola. They're changing it. People will have to lose their retirements. They will have to lose all of their investments. They will have to lose everything that they worked over. Why? So the CDC can change the definition of vaccinated. There's more to come on that. It's not the first. It's not the last. By the way, let's go Brandon. New whistleblower claims Facebook allowed hate, illegal activity to go unchecked, according to the Washington Post. But we're not going to believe that. No, let's just see. Facebook's willing to change their name now. So this week, Facebook's going to come up with a new name. It's no longer going to be called Facebook. Why? Negative publicity, negative press, negative name association. Pretty simple from a marketing standpoint. But when people are out there saying, hey, you can't rebrand these things, you absolutely can. If you have enough money, absolutely. So billions and billions of dollars will go towards a name change so that the people who aren't paying attention no longer pay attention to the name Facebook. It's pretty simple. It's also called sleight of hand. Yeah. That's correct. Absolutely correct. January 6th panel votes to hold Steve Bannon in contempt. Then Steve Bannon opted to hold the January 6th panel in contempt. That was not an insurrection. The insurrection took place on November 3rd. January 6th was a protest. And then we find out that CIA, FBI, and government officials were behind breaking into the Capitol. Yes, the information came out. Yes, the mainstream media is hiding it. And I'll explain to you why. What makes me believe that that's a true statement? Number one, because I said it. Number two, because I've researched it. Number three, because of this. Senator Joe Manchin's reportedly considering leaving the Democratic Party. Why would he do that? He's one of the most predominant Democrats that are on it. Why would he make that statement? Why? Because he's in with a bunch of crooks, liars, and thieves. And he is not a person who wants to deal with that. I've always said from the beginning, Joe Manchin was always an upstanding guy. Florida Governor DeSantis calls a special session to ban private sector employee vaccine mandates. Absolutely. Other states are following. Florida happens to have the lowest daily cases among unvaccinated and vaccinated, period. Trump Media and Technology Group, TMTG, will soon launch a social network called Truth Social, rivaling big tech as per the company's announcement. Now, Trump's DWAC stock, the SPAC, that merged with Trump Digital and Technology Group, breaks the internet, and it's up over 1,200% in 2 days. You think people aren't craving for new media? New social medias, things where they're not being banned and losing livelihood? Absolutely. And guess what? He sticks another pin and pulls it out of that grenade and he tosses it towards big tech with registering Trump Plus, which will absolutely undercut YouTube. YouTube then removes rapper's Let's Go Brandon song claiming medical information, yet that song was beating Adele. So when people come to me and say Trump doesn't have that much support, man, you're lying to yourself. You're lying to the mirror. You're lying to anybody who can hear the vocals coming out of your mouth. If that's hitting above Adele, then the silent majority isn't so silent. They just speak differently. North Korea confirms that it launched a ballistic missile from a submarine. China tested two nuclear-capable orbital hypersonic missiles. Panicked analysis says it defies the laws of physics. Observers say China's new weapons appear to be an update of a Cold War-era Soviet technology called Fractional Orbit Bombardment System, or FOBS. Wait. We helped create the Iron Dome in Israel, and we're shocked about this? How do you think they got the technology? Didn't Feinstein have a driver that was a Chinese spy for 20 years? Wasn't Swalwell trying to get his hang with Fang Fang? Yeah, he was. Got it. The Lancet Medical Report made a U-turn over the COVID lab leak theory, warns the new report that the health impacts of climate change. Ah, Fauci's about to get caught. Everything's crumbling. It was climate change that created the virus. Come on, guys. Come on. It's what it is. My God. It's such a fucking joke. Biden White House delays release of the second batch of the JFK assassination files until December of 2022, cites significant impact of the pandemic. Really? Really? You know why they did it? Because the CIA would be in trouble because George Bush Sr. is the one who pulled the trigger. Yeah. Yeah, digest that one for a little bit. Why are they also going to do it? Because back then they were trying to figure out a way how to create something that would create the pandemic and then how they would go about it. Yeah. No, yeah. Yeah. I mean, come on, guys. Right? He's a smooth criminal, Fauci. A smooth one. And when people ask, why did Trump put him up in the beginning? Let me ask you a question. How much craziness is going on about Deborah Birx? You don't hear too much, do you? Right? You actually don't hear from anybody on that side. You only hear from Fauci. Oh, well then. Yeah, how did that happen? Let me explain something to you very quickly. It's designed for you not to find out things for 6 months to a year after something has taken place. Why? You have little to no control. And it's too late. And then you get the hopeless feeling that there's nothing that you can do, which couldn't be further from the truth. But until you're actually educated on how to handle it and move in that type of silence, you'll never know. You'll never have your footing. Why? Because you're always late. You're always late with the information and late to the party. Why do you think independent fact checkers, why do you think the independent digital people out there that are trying to find this information, that are releasing the information, why do you think Trump did what he did? It's as clear as day. So ending the show with the positive message is, we've already won. And we're going to keep winning. This isn't about right or left or red or blue. This is about America. It's about being an American citizen. It's about being a patriot. It's about taking care of each other. That's what being American is. It's about accepting the differences. It's about learning and getting better. The same thing we do with this podcast, the same thing we do with this network, the same thing we do with everything that we approach in life, same thing you do with everything you approach in life, trying to get better. It's pretty simple. It's common sense. It's logical. Folks, we're going to have a banging show coming on Wednesday. I wanted to get this information out here because we have a few more things that are going to be hitting on Wednesday, and I wanted to make sure that we got the news articles first before we dropped any more information. But I've been telling you, listen to this podcast again. There are tons of nuggets in here, and I say things so that we don't get banned, and I say things so that we don't get pulled from live airwaves. Do me a favor. Stick by us, because we've always stuck by you, providing the truth. The show continues to grow, and we are extremely grateful. If nobody's told you that they love you today, I love you. And just know, I've got your back the same way you've got mine. There's no video for this one today. This is audio only, but we'll come back with the video on Wednesday. Once again, folks, I am your host, and you've been listening to The Independent Mouth. We'll see you Wednesday for a brand new show.